This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry tackling issue of unqualified teachers. Students asked to register for CSEC resits, and Health Minister commits to reducing HIV and AIDS stigma and discrimination. The news in detail after this message.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education is moving to drastically reduce the number of teachers who are delivering instruction in subject areas for which they do not have the requisite qualifications. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says a strategy has been developed which will see some teachers being redeployed and others receiving specialized training to enable them to raise their competency for teaching the subjects.
We have developed what I would want to call a three-tiered approach. So we have looked at their qualifications. We have looked at those who perhaps based on the progress that they have made over the years that we can provide additional content that is required. We have also looked at those who will have to go through more extensive programs based on the curriculum. So that has started.
Dr. McLean was speaking at the launch of the National Education Inspectorate report on Tuesday. She adds that the ministry's regional directors have also been instructed to begin the redeployment of teachers to other schools where possible. The challenge, she says, is expected to be fully rectified within the next 3 to 5 years. High school students who were awarded grade 4 in the recent sitting of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC Mathematics and English A examinations are being asked to register for resits by Friday, September 18. The Ministry of Education says students interested in resitting the examinations in January 2016 should return to their original schools by September 18 to register. Information regarding the schedule and location of support classes to be offered by the ministry in preparation for the resits will be made available in short order. National Literacy Coordinator Dr. Andre Hill says support will be provided by high school teachers who are qualified in the subject areas, as well as reading and math specialists across the 6 regions of the ministry.
The support will be provided through engaging classroom teachers who are themselves interested in teaching the group of students in question. The ministry will also be using select high schools across the 6 divisions or regions of the ministry to provide the space for the students to attend the classes.
The special classes are at no cost to the students and will begin at the end of September. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the ministry will continue to advance its human rights agenda and push for measures to reduce stigma and discrimination associated with HIV and AIDS. Dr. Ferguson says the regional elimination goal of having less than 2% mother-to-child transmission of HIV is also on track.
Our mission is to achieve 0 new infections with respect to HIV and sustain the gains we have made over the years.
The health minister was addressing the closing ceremony of the World Learning Caribbean Grant Solicitation Management Program in Kingston Tuesday. The 5-year program, funded by the United States Agency for International Development at a cost of $5.8 million, was designated to improve the national response to HIV and AIDS in Jamaica and the Bahamas. And Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeill has called on international tourism officials to ensure that they do enough to position the sector as a powerful force for change. Dr. McNeill was speaking at the official opening ceremony for the 21st General Assembly of the World Tourism Organization in Medellin, Colombia. The minister advised the UNWTO member states that the advancements of the sector will be meaningless unless they contribute to uplifting communities, generating jobs, and creating better lives for citizens. Minister McNeill's call comes against the background of 5 consecutive years of robust growth in international tourism, as well as record global tourism figures, which saw 1,133 million international tourist arrivals in 2014 and earnings of $1,245 billion worldwide. Dr. McNeill is the chairman of the World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, Executive Council. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.